Take it away, Doug.
Did you have to scream? Oh, my God.
I'm not... Dude, I'm like a foot away from this microphone now.
Well, it's hot.
Why is it so hot?
Don't know, but you know what? We just took this on a little trip. You guys, this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And, yes, we just got back into the absolutely gorgeous haunted Warren Winery from a little trip down... What, southeast?
Southeast
of here. Like, yeah, we went to Point Pleasant in beautiful West Virginia on the West Virginia-Ohio border.
Yeah.
Separated by a river.
Very nice river.
The Ohio River,
nice brown river.
And but it made a beautiful
Not as brown as last year.
Well, yeah.
Thankfully, when we went to the Mothman Festival last year, we didn't have to deal with a hurricane this year. That was a big plus.
Right, right.
Because we were able to, like, walk around without having to, like, get in a pontoon boat and go from one street to another. So that was a big plus to walk on dry ground this year and actually enjoy the air.
And it was fantastic. I had such a good time. The we arrived there Friday night / Saturday morning in the wee hours,
yeah.
Right? And 6-hour drive-ish.
6 hours.
Supposed to be five, but it was six. Because someone had to keep stopping. But anyway, what...
I heard that, by the way, too, and I resent that. You know, if you got a problem with my bladder, why don't you face my bladder face-to-face as opposed to yelling at me?
I don't want to face your bladder.
I'll cut it out.
You'll cut out his bladder?
You might as well. It don't work correctly anyway. You gotta go to the bathroom every 2 seconds, it seems like.
No, you drink a lot of water.
Well, I backed a 22-ounce coffee with a gallon of water. So, I mean, if that tells us anything,
that's
the trip.
Yeah, that's... But that was cool. We did stop often, and we had some fun games along the way.
Pick on Bonnie.
We played Pick on Bonnie.
We played that even here at the winery. That's just a standard game.
Which was interesting. And we arrived at the hotel. It was a nice hotel. Scott L. picked the hotel. It was perfect. It was right over the river and through the woods, and it was... No, well, it was over the river, and it was the Holiday Inn. Should we pimp them or no?
The H.I.
The H.I.?
We'll just call them the H.I. from now on, all
right? I'm hearing an echo.
You're going to hear an echo.
Ah.
Because the phone line's on. Why, is there something going on with the phone line now?
It's not supposed to echo.
We just bounced this board halfway across the country, basically, so we're wondering if it's going to work correctly tonight. We did play a few games, though, like Doug was saying, on the road. Mainly the one game that we found out from Dane Cook called Who's in My Mouth? Is that the name of that game? We tried playing that game, but, you know, when you're doing, like, well, in Will's case, when you're doing 45 miles an hour, it's kind of hard to play the game.
Right.
We are having a bit of an echo on that. You know what? Why don't we disconnect the phone? We're going to call our guest back, so hang the phone up, all right?
Hang up the phone, Will.
Hang up the phone. We'll take care of that in a second. But, yeah, it was quite an interesting trip down there. We had a good time. Like I said, I had to keep stopping, unfortunately, because my bladder just would not wait for some reason. I don't know what the deal was with that. But I have to say, there was, I mean, as far as getting down there, we got down there with, like, what, about, geez, what time did we get down there, guys? About 1 a.m., something like that?
Something
like that.
Pull the phone in real quick.
Okay, hang on.
We're going to do some testing.
Okay. Check one.
Hello,
two.
Test 1-2.
I don't hear no echo now.
All right, that's a little better.
All right, cool. Yeah, we got down there about 1:30, and basically just we got to meet the mighty John Magnus
Apollo
from New York.
Yeah, this was like waiting for us, Magnus Apollo. You know, we ring up. You know, all right, we're here, and he comes down with the lovely Chris, and we were that's where we got to meet them, like in the parking lot, right. And it was awesome. It was amazing. But, of course, I was absolutely dog tired. I still hear an echo.
There's no echo now.
Okay.
There's no echo now.
What's that echo, then?
What echo? There is a little echo. We're going to have to deal with it, I think. Because, I mean, Sean, can you hear us?
Who's got my echo?
We're playing Where is the Echo?
Hang on for 1 second, Sean. We got to blab about something here real quick. But, it sounds okay. I think we're going to be able to get through with this.
Well, we'll
it might be on his end, too. We'll see.
I think we're just hooking things up wrong.
Who knows? But
we met Magnus Apollo, field reporter from New York for Ghostly Talk. And we were awaiting the arrival of Havoc.
Yep.
And his friend Chris.
His friend Chris, yeah. They were supposed to have been there a lot earlier, but they were late for some reason. I don't know what that was, but whatever. We'll deal with them later. That's something we can put up with. But it was we sat around and talked for a while. We coming off the road like that, you just can't go to sleep, unfortunately. As much as I wanted to, I just couldn't crash right out. I know myself, it's how I felt. We sat and talked for about an hour.
Bonnie and I crashed.
I know you
guys. I wanted to come down there and visit, but it just didn't work out.
Well, I got to thank John. He actually gave me a present. He came up and he gave me a present this weekend. He gave me an official, a real Egyptian pound.
Oh, yeah.
John's
right.
Been to Egypt. And he's like, I know you like Egypt so much. I want you to have this. So, when you go, you'll be able to spend this. I'm like, in the meantime, I'll probably have it framed here in the Haunted Winery. I got to buy a little frame somewhere now to put it up. But thank you, John, for that. That was a really cool gift. It's really neat to get something like that. We got a lot of
gifts.
And,
of course, Havoc brought little ghosty pillows.
Yeah, yeah, things for us to sleep on.
Which were absolutely fantastic on the ride home, I have to say.
Yeah, I know.
I tried them all out. They're great.
They're like, maybe we'll take a picture of them. I got to take a picture of all the stuff we get still. I have like a million things we need to take pictures of and put it up on the site. But these are really cool. They're like they're little squishy pillow things, but they're the shape of a ghost. They're like white, yep. And they're very simple, but they're very cool looking. So we're thank you for those very much, Elmer. They're really neat to have. We also have a new roommate now, I think, too. Bonnie bought me a new roommate.
Oh,
also.
Yes, that's right.
He's sitting over in the corner right now. What's going to happen is we're gonna get all the pictures up from the Mothman Fest, Bonnie,
and you're gonna notice that this character was hanging around the entire time.
Mm-hmm. This character was around all the time. Bonnie picked it up for me, and he's gonna be living with us here at the Haunted Winery, probably for some time. I don't know how much we're gonna charge him rent yet, but when we get the pictures up, because Bonnie was nice enough, like I said, to take pictures all weekend for us again, just while we had our booth set up at the Mothman Fest, and we were broadcasting. Just randomly, kind of. When we found somebody cool we wanted to talk to, we just grab him by the hair, throw him down in the seat, and start talking to him. So Bonnie was taking pictures of this all weekend. You'll notice this character. We'll try to get the pictures up next day or so or something like that. And Bonnie gets them off her camera onto her computer, over to our computer, up to the server. So hang tight on that. In the meantime, though, we're going to hold off on that because we're going to try it. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff today. We are supposed to have... I never pronounced this correctly. Will, help me out. Pop up the site real quick. I always mispronounce her name, and I don't want to slaughter it on the air here. Her first name's Mary. Okay. Go ahead and cue it up. I just want to get her name correct. I want to say Epispatcher, but I always mispronounce names all the time.
Everspatcher, Everspocker, whatever.
Let's say Everspocker. That sounds more official. But we're supposed to have Mary Eberspacher on at 7:30. We're having some issues with the phone line, with her phone number, actually. We're going to be finding out during the show if she's going to be able to get to a phone line to talk to us. But if we don't have her, don't worry. We have a backup plan for that. We're going to talk more about the Mothman Festival, because trust me, there's a lot to talk about the Mothman Festival.
There's a lot to talk about
on that.
Who put the Ghostly Talk alpacas up?
Me.
That was awesome.
That was really cool.
Thank you.
In the meantime, though, we do have someone on the phone line. I think you already heard his name. Sean, you still there?
I'm still here, fellas.
Thanks for waiting, Sean. Sorry about making you wait like that. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff happening out here in Indiana.
All right.
It's a very exciting time for the Indiana Ghost Trackers.
This is Sean Burris from the Indiana Ghost Trackers, by the way.
Right.
Sean's back.
We have tour rights to the Hanna Mansion, the Hanna House Mansion, H-A-N-N-A-H, Hanna Mansion. And it's one of the most haunted, I know it is the most haunted site in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the most haunted sites in the nation,
mm-hmm.
at least that's what they say.
Yeah.
And the place, we've got a lot of stuff there, and I just wanted to open it up to the public. So the owners of the Hanna House and IGT got together, and... it opened this month for overnight ghost tours.
Yeah.
Or ghost hunting, and we've already sold out until November. So our next two dates are November 4th and 11th, and we have this big grand mansion that we're going to try to do the Mansfield thing with. Basically, we're trying to save the home. We're trying to help by making money to upkeep the house itself. And at the same time, we get to do paranormal investigations in one of the nation's most haunted places. And I'm trying to look more into the getting the ghost hunting groups, organizations all over the country to come forward and get in with this and help us do this thing, because it's such a great mystery house that's just nestled out here in the fields of Indiana, and I'm trying to open it up to everybody. So
it sounds like a really great time. We're actually going to be out there, what's the weekend? September 30th, October 1st, ish, something like that around there?
It's in, yeah, that weekend.
That weekend that's or something? Weekend. Yeah, that
September
weekend.
September 30th, we'll be there.
September 30th, we're going to be there.
30 days, that's September. Yep.
Yeah, 30 days. Yeah. I know.
That should be my guess. And you're going to come out there, and I tell you, the place is just rich with history. Of course, it was built in 1850 by Alexander Hanna. And he was just a very well-off farmer. He did really well, and he built this mansion. 4 years later, he got married to Elizabeth Hanna, and things started happening. I mean, the people, they were just a great bunch of people that lived there. Alexander and Elizabeth were just your perfect husband and wife. He hated slavery, so he had the Underground Railroad here. And at that time, of course, Indiana was kind of up in the sky about how do you feel about slavery, because you had southern sympathizers and then you had northern sympathizers.
Yeah.
So he ran the Underground Railroad right through his house, and he had slaves down in the basement, and he would lock them in at night to make sure that nothing would nobody would wander down there and catch him, because if he did, it would be probably certain death, if not jail time. So one night, one of the slaves had knocked over a kerosene lantern, and the straw that they were laying on had went up. By the time that he heard the screams and got down there to put the fire out, most of the slaves had passed on by smoke inhalation or by being burnt to death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he actually buried them in pine box coffins in the floor where they perished, down in the basement of the house. And till this day, there's a couple of them that like to walk the downstairs catacombs.
You said he buried them all in the basement?
Buried them all in the basement in pine box coffins.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I imagine, I don't know how respectful this would be, but have those been dug up just to verify that?
No, the homeowners, it was up to them, and they said that they did not want to try to find anything. They just wanted to leave it alone. Because it's no mystery that this place is haunted. They all know it's haunted. Everyone that's lived there has known it. None of the homeowners stay more than 6 months. They always just keep the house and go live somewhere else.
Well, what kind of stuff are they hearing around there that are making them want to leave so fast?
Well, it's not so much hearing, it's seeing. And that's what the greatest thing is about this. They have a ghostly man in a black suit that wanders the staircase and the upstairs rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a woman in a that I think in a white gown, your basic white gown female apparition that likes to hang around and do goofy stuff to people.
Mm-hmm.
They hear screaming, of course, and crashing noises from the basement a lot. Now, I grew up four blocks from this house, so I know it's a legitimate haunted house. And I just want to share this with everybody. I mean, I can't believe we got the rights to it. And it's such a big, old, beautiful mansion.
Mm.
And they had an antique shop in there at one time. And I remember Channel 6 News had went in there, and they were doing a Halloween special.
Mm.
And while the reporter was up there, the chandelier starts swinging, just crazy swinging, all by itself. I'll never forget that. They swore up and down that nobody did that. It just started doing that. They said the whole day they were there, pictures would fall off the wall and crash to the floor.
Jeez.
My mom actually was working the haunted house. The JCs put on a haunted house there every year. They used to. And they heard a baby crying over the radio. They all had, like radios we carry with us out in the cemeteries.
Yeah, the CBs.
They heard a baby crying. Well, there's no baby around, and definitely not one that's able to press the button and cry into the phone.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Because the only staff had the walkie-talkies. So, but the story with that goes that Elizabeth Hanna had a stillborn child, and she had lost her mind over that, and she buried him in between the floorboards of the home. And they finally had to, they went upstairs and they found where she had been putting the corpse of the baby, and he now rests down the road at a local cemetery. But, yeah, it's been a crazy house for years. It seemed like when Alexander and Elizabeth passed away, there was no other family members close to them here in Indiana. So it went up to the state for sale, and some other people moved in. And, I mean, it's wrote about in so many books, all the haunted Indianas, all the Indiana ghost stories. There's some national books that have been put out there that the Hanna House has been in. So this is a really unique opportunity for us to go in there and do some hands-on training year-round, or some hands-on investigating at a real place. So I'm real excited. I can't wait to get out there. And the next dates that are open are November 4th and November 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody out there is interested in it, they can go to www.indianaghosts.org, and they can check out the little icon that says overnight stays at the Hanna House, and they can RSVP there. So,
well, it sounds like a great time. It sounds like a real great time. An actual, like a lot of tours, I mean, it's another one. It's another place you can go to visit and do some hands-on work, like you said, Sean.
Right, and this is that's why we're targeting most of the ghost hunting communities out there. Because we want people that kind of know what they're doing already to come on in, set up stuff, and just get to it.
Well, this doesn't sound like the kind of place you just want to send people in who just want to get a cheap thrill. I mean,
right.
I don't want to sound crass with that, but we've all been to places where, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it if it's your first time, but and if you just want to go to a place with it that you've heard is haunted, that's cool too. But this sounds like more of a place. It's an older location. I imagine it's a very fragile location too, as far as the whole house itself.
Right.
So you may want to bring in, and God, strike me down for saying this word, you may want to bring in professionals to do this work. That's a ridiculous term, but somebody who's going to know more of the protocols and just the basic ideas of respect. Because a place like that, I imagine there's a lot of articles around there, too.
There is. There's a lot of old antique stuff there, and you know, it's your basic old house. But we're trying to save it, and we're calling out to all the ghost hunting groups across the country and the nation to come forward and help us with this, get involved. And we're trying to make this a year thing, year-long event,
mm-hmm.
one, maybe two overnight stays a month. And we're just trying to get everybody involved and then come forward and help us save one of this historic haunted site. And it really is a haunted site, I can say that. And you guys know I'm pretty skeptic when it comes to, you know, claiming something's active or not, but this place is active. I mean, I've been out there so many times, it's disturbing almost how active it is.
Well, we've all been hearing about the Hanna House for, I mean, I know down here in the winery, we've all heard about that place for years. So
right.
An opportunity to go there is going to be very cool and very exciting for us. So we're looking really forward to September 30th.
Well, I am too, and I'm thinking when we go there, because our thing is already booked. The September thing's already like full,
mm-hmm.
so that one's not open. You have to wait till November if you want to go. But the thing is, we'll have a chance to test the beryllium gizmo thing.
Well, we actually kind of messed with that.
I heard
on this past past Wednesday night.
Right.
Yeah, myself, you, Will, Amber from GLPR, and Jen from GLPR all went out to the place we call the train wreck site, and did some work with that thing a little bit. And I gotta say, it's a very clear mic.
Really?
It's a very clean mic so far. I only got to listen to the audio at work on my recorder. I just brought my little earbuds in and gave it a good listen on there, but I didn't hear anything out of the ordinary. Now, I do still have to load it up into the machine and take a look at it and see what's going on and actually listen to it on my full-blown, my big headphones, too, where I can really listen to every little nook and cranny of the audio. But we will be able to bring that out also, like you said, to the Hanna House, which I think will be an excellent place to take it to.
Oh, I'm sure of it. And with all the ghost hunters around, they can see it in action.
Well, yeah, because you know we know the Indiana Ghost Trackers from our past experience with this fun bunch of people. Sean, you're one of those people too. You guys just love to play with gadgets and build stuff. And
so
here's the gadget.
Yeah, we got something to show you when we bring this thing down. You guys are going to just be like, whoa!
I can't wait.
This builds on ITC principles.
Yeah, it's very.
Oh man,
very
well, you guys find that?
It's actually it's not ITC. It's like a different theory behind it.
Yeah.
But okay. it's in a similar scientific vein.
We'll bring the whole thing down for
you. My birthday's coming up this month on the 28th, so if you would like to build me one.
You know what? We didn't build it.
I have no idea.
I can give you Marcus Leader's email address and see if he wants to build you one.
Oh, boy.
Because Marcus is the one to get Marcus Leader from Sacred Soils is the one that gave it to us, actually.
So I anticipate a lot of EVP sessions.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I can't wait to do EVP with you guys in the hallways of the Hannah House, because it's just it's an amazing place, man. And I've gotten EVP there before. Unfortunately, couldn't find it to email Will that today, but I have gotten some very strong EVP out of there. I have witnessed things move there, like a vase across the counter or something like that. And that's one of the places where I've gotten the most activity in 5 years of paranormal research. And I about died when they came up to me and they gave us this opportunity. They had dealt with other paranormal groups, you know, that were out there, and their concern is to raise money to keep the old place pretty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep it up and everything. And they're very into the ghost thing because they realize that there is something there. They lived there before, but now they just open it up to ghost hunters, and we come in there. Or, you know, some people have weddings and stuff. The head coordinator told me, he said, you know what's amazing, Sean? He said, when we do a wedding in here, he said, I prefer the people to have the ceremony outside. Because he said, when we have a wedding, something always happens there. He said, when we had the haunted houses through here, something would always happen. The chandelier would drop or you know, scratching on the walls in the middle of the service, something. He said, I just don't feel comfortable unless there's ghost hunters here because you guys are ready for whatever, you know.
Well,
it was great, man. I can't wait to get you guys out here and have some fun. And hopefully we can go out the Saturday after that and kick some of these haunted places out here real quick. Like, I still haven't been to Boone Hutch.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
That place isn't, well, I mean,
that's where the guy agreed
with
us.
It's a cemetery on a hill, you know, but what Scott Kay recorded on his MP3 recorder out there has us kind of just like stunned to the place, so we're looking forward to going back there also.
Yeah, Scott L. was, I heard that EVP was Scott Kay?
Scott Kay.
Yeah, Scott Kay got that. That's amazing. That little girl at the...
Well, that's at the bridge.
That's at the bridge, and then
Me Too, the guy who agreed with us.
We're going to be riding on those things for like the next 5 years, I think.
Well,
they're such great pieces
so
of audio.
Incredibly clear.
Totally. And even people, just friends that come by the winery here to hang out, you know, and just chill out, I let them hear that. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to tell you, just listen to it.
Right.
And they all say the same, especially with the bridge. They're like, there's a little girl that says something like, you know, want to go, I want to go, and it's always the same thing right around. And that's a really good piece of audio, I think, and we're real proud to have been a part of that.
Hey, so, Sean.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TV show on History Channel called Weird U.S.?
No, I haven't.
It's the same folks as Weird NJ, Weird New Jersey.
Okay.
And which was, of course, a huge website, and it became a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
They were at the Mothman Festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was
so jealous when I called Will, and I forgot you guys. He's like, oh, we're heading down to the Mothman Festival. I was so jealous, man.
Mothman Festival this weekend. Nothing for me next weekend. And then down to Indiana.
Back home again.
Yeah,
in Indiana.
Yeah, back home in Indiana.
We just move there now. We've been
I know.
Spending time in that state.
We might as well.
Well, I'm going to knock you guys' socks off with this time. You guys think you've seen Indiana? Wait until you get to the Hannah House.
Wow. Awesome.
Well, we are totally looking forward to it, Sean. We got to drop off, unfortunately, though, man. Thanks for coming on
the show.
Hey,
thanks for having me on, guys.
No,
and I tell you, I'm just calling all your listeners, and I'm calling everybody out to come forward and help us with this. We're trying to do the right thing, save a historic haunted site. And we're going to need everybody's help to do it.
Well, what I like about this particular location, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, is that it's so accessible from the Indianapolis airport.
Yeah.
To get to most other haunted things, you've got to go to the airport and then, you know, rent a car or something and drive for miles.
Mm-hmm.
This is right
it's very
near
close.
The airport.
It's very close.
I mean, it's
right.
Like
and if
15,
anybody has any
20
questions,
minutes
they can
away.
They can go to www.indianaghost.org and they can RSVP there on the Hannah Mansion little icon, and that's it, fellas.
Excellent.
Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You're a true friend of the show, and we love the hell out of you, so.
I love you guys, too.
We just love you. We'll talk to you later, Sean. Take it easy.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Always a pleasure to have that lunatic, I mean, great guy on the show. He's a wonderful person.
He's a crazy man. But you know what? He gets the job done.
He gets the job done.
He goes in there, and he was training in IGT's training organization for quite a while. What's interesting about IGT starting up something like this is that I've raved about IGT and their organization and what they've done and what they've created and what they do, and I still rave about them.
Yeah.
I think that they've really set up a very good organization.
Mm-hmm.
And to see them, you would get to see them in action, basically. You would get to hunt right alongside them for, you know, in a known haunted location.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an exciting opportunity. And I, for one, cannot wait till we get to go. And I know our scheduled date is coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be pretty cool.
We're totally looking for that. Let's take a quick break, though. We have more GT Field Reporters coming up. They just never seem... It's like this thing is like catching on like... I was going to say some venereal disease, but that's ridiculous. It's catching on like a virus.
You listened to some really interesting...
I just signed a new one, too.
Did you?
Just as soon as we got back.
Oh, okay.
So we got Nebraska covered.
So we're adding people like weekly to this
right.
guy.
So
well, it's helping us out with this first hour because we always have somebody new to talk to. So we want to bring all of our field reporters on for the first time just to introduce them to the show, introduce them to us, introduce them to the listening audience. So it seems like there's a lot of people that are very excited to do this, you know. And just this weekend we got to meet a new guy this weekend, John from New York, and it was a real pleasure. So we got a couple of people coming up here before 7:30. So we're looking forward to bringing them on. Will, let's take a quick break. Hang tight. We're going to play some stuff.
This is Tony Niche.
Okay, well, listen to this. We'll be right back.
I was standing on the streets of Clemens somewhere in late July. And I watched all my friends sing and dance, and I listen to them as they walk by with a shy, assuring glance. And if I were an old man returning to these streets that I once knew, I don't believe I'd be yearning to have it again and over to do. We talked of passion and dreams yet to come as pain dimmed the night. One was leaving for Chicago, one's a working, one's a singing, one's a swinging, one's a wondering what a glass onion is, one rambling on and the other's not right. And if I were an old man returning to these streets that I once knew, I don't believe I'd be yearning to have it again and over to do. Time passed me around and around us flew, and soon we had to go. But in every forgiving goodbye, we didn't want to let ourselves know that soon summer would end and fall would begin with 100 fancy elevators. And creeping upon us would be the rule that someone would have to wait. And if I won't you tell me why you won't last? And there go the mountains, and there go the streams, and there goes my life with all of my dreams. And there go the mountains, and there go the streams, and there goes my life with all of my dreams. And there go the mountains, and there go the streams, and there goes my life with all of my dreams. Amen.
Oh, and we're back.
We're live.
We're live.
That is it. We are on the air.
Amazing.
Just so you know, this is Ghostly Doc, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott O.
I'm Will.
And, of course, we're broadcasting live from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
From the haunted Warren Winery in beautiful Warren, Michigan.
Yes.
And we do this live every week, every Sunday night.
They're keeping the pool open to the 22nd also.
Oh, cool.
Yes, they are.
I wondered about that because it didn't
Which means nothing really at all to our listening audience, and even myself.
Right, because we've not used it.
Yeah.
But, but in case we want to, it's there.
We use the sidewalk around there a lot.
Right.
But not really the liquid substance, the H2O.
Right.
Well, not it's not really H2O. It's like a bunch of chemicals.
Right.
Clear.
That's
and,
all they,
burns
that's
your
all
eyes, makes your hair all stringy and nasty.
But yeah, the beautiful Warren Winery. We broadcast live on Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our own website is www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sexy website it is, too.
Well, it's got three alpacas or something on it now.
Very sexy in certain parts of the country.
Yeah. Oh, that's
sorry,
it.
Had to say. Dude, you know, no, I'm, you know what? We make jokes like that
that's,
all the time.
That's why Arizona came
you go
here.
To, we were just at Hillbilly Hot Dogs this weekend, okay?
We were at
I'm
Hillbilly Hot Dogs.
I'm not
going to
pretend like anybody's offended by those jokes anymore, because they, I mean, we all make fun of ourselves more than anybody else does. We're our own worst critic, so let's have fun with that. You know,
all I can say is parts of New York and all of Arizona can't hear us at the moment.
Good.
And it's
we don't like them anyways. We don't need
probably saving our butts. Yeah.
Exactly. We do have another one of our illustrious, wonderful GT field reporters on the line right now. Her name is Christy. She is a Sagittarius. She loves the color blue and long walks on the beach. I started that bit out
wow.
really bad. That,
that worked out really well. I like that.
Christy, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Hey, thanks, guys.
And you are from the wonderful state of Oklahoma.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it wonderful, but...
All right, I'm killing the mic right now.
Yeah.
I can't talk anymore.
What's going on with that?
You guys have to understand, we're still steaming from the road. We're still steaming from driving
yeah.
home from West Virginia. So I'm
we took the long way back.
Shut up. Shut up. I don't want to hear this right now, you know.
But it was
still got us back in under 6 hours.
Yes,
still.
You
Come
did.
On.
Yes, you did.
So I know it was my job. I did a good job.
So the wide open spaces of Oklahoma.
Yes,
right. What goes on there? Any cool stuff? I know Bigfoot. That's what I want to hear about. So
yeah,
just talk about Bigfoot, and then we'll be good.
Well,
no, tell us everything.
Okay. Well, to start with Bigfoot. There's a lot of different places. It's like all over the state, pretty much. But the one that's closest to me is in a town called Sulphur, and they have a National Indian Park out there, and supposedly Bigfoot is sighted out there all the time.
Can you stay there? Is it like a camping park?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can go there. Sulphur though, it was named really well because it smells like sulphur.
Oh, that's okay. I hang around Will a lot. So
oh,
maybe. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, what did I say?
sulphur.
Sulphur. It must smell like.
Yeah.
There must be sulphur in what? The soil and.
In the
like
water.
That, in the water.
Because, the water's.
Nasty. It must be fun to drink.
Oh, it's horrible.
I can imagine.
Bring bottled water.
It's probably better than the Warren Winery water, though. That stuff here is horrendous. It makes your nostrils, like, burn when you smell it too much.
Wow.
How nasty the water is here. It's gross.
Well, we'll have to go try the sulfur. How far is Sulphur, Oklahoma, from the Warren Winery?
We're going to
MapQuest
it right now.
Live.
We're live, sexy, hot MapQuesting action.
I've got nothing going on next weekend.
Oh, okay. Let's just shoot down to Oklahoma there and find Bigfoot and throw him back on the plane with us and bring him back up here to Michigan and send him out on his way. And
well, no, I was going to drive the death cart. So what I'd have to do is I'd have to tie him to the front and he can just drag
me. I think you're better off having him run you back with you on a leash at him that thing. No. How far is Oklahoma, Will?
It's to Sulphur, Oklahoma is 17 hours and 23 minutes.
That's not that bad.
The 34
That's what you
hours
do speed
like out of 2 days out of 48 hours. How much?
I think we'd be better off looking at the prices to fly to Oklahoma City than drive to Sulphur.
Well, yeah, that's when you do the speed limit. I keep reiterating this. People always think, well, it's like 5 hours to go. Yeah, that's when you do the speed limit. Okay, that's when you're actually following the rules and playing by the law.
Do you know you have to add time to that? one-wheel drive.
Well, of course, yeah. As a matter of fact, our friends at MapQuest, they've actually agreed for us to actually have a wheel button put on
there. And it will adjust all of them up.
Yeah. Actually, you just click the wheel button, and it'll do all the mathematics for you as far as time and distance. So it'll add, like, 17 hours. I mean, the rough estimate on that, 17 hours.
Or 28.
Oh, actually, that'd be like a week. How many hours? Like, what, 2 hours or something?
So Oklahoma seems to be quite a drive from the Warren Winery, but it's obviously going to be accessible via air.
Yeah.
So Sulphur, you can stay in the place. You can how many reports like do you get this on the local news?
There was a report on the local news. It was about 3 or 4 months ago. So it's not. I mean, it's a continuous thing. I mean, back from I'd say the early 40s up until now. I mean, it's still just. And I know people that have gone, and they call me and they're like, oh my God, I saw this thing in the woods, and I'm not much of a Bigfoot person, but I'm actually going to try to get out there in the next couple of weeks and check it out for myself.
And that'd be very cool.
I want to hear about it. We want to see him. I want to know about it.
I'm just trying to work myself into like staying in Sulphur.
Oh yeah, the nose plug.
Just get a nose plug, you'll be good to go.
Fix the Apo rub for your upper lip, and you'll be all right.
You get a nose plug into Nostrilla, you'll be set to go.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
I think that the one that you guys saw was on the Travel Channel.
Right.
Yeah.
That was in Glenpool, and that is.
It was like a mountainous region. You needed this. They drove up as far as they could, and then they walked from there, didn't they?
Yeah. And that's up in the, I want to say, think of the name of the mountains. The Arbuckle Mountains, and that's like the only mountains we have here. Everything else is flat. I haven't done much on looked up much about the stuff that goes on up there because Sulphur's so much closer.
Right.
But I've been meaning to try to get my stepfather to go up there with me. He's he's half Sac and Fox Indian. And I'm so nervous, guys.
Oh, why? Oh my gosh.
All right, let's give her the relaxing prayer. You guys ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Hmm.
Okay, now you're relaxed.
And relaxed. There we go.
All right, hit us with it. Come on.
So you're going to go up to the Arbuckle Mountains eventually, right?
Yeah, at some point. They close a lot of that stuff down once it gets, for some reason, October, November, it's hard to get in there. And the police and stuff around here they're horrible. So if you're out there, as long as you look like you're camping, I guess it'll be okay. But if you pull out a camera and start walking around.
You
guys
got a Bigfoot clause in your state laws down there or something? Like
you may not take photos of Bigfoot.
Yeah. No wonder nobody can get any evidence of this thing. They're not allowed to do it. The law's preventing them from doing it, sounds like.
But your own interests are along the lines of what then? Ghosts?
Ghosts, yeah.
Okay. And what kind of legends do you check out?
There's a place in my hometown actually called Ghost Bridge. And it's supposedly there was a young boy that hung himself there probably back in the late 60s. And since then, there's been satanic cults and stuff that have met out there. Of course, that's what we were told in high school, keep us from going out there and partying and stuff.
That sounds like a party. What are you talking about? Right.
But they found some weird stuff out there, and I kind of think that maybe, kids put it out there to scare people. But they found, dead animals and stuff laying around out there. But supposedly this boy just, walks up and down the bridge. And I've been out there a couple times, but when I was in high school, I would get too chicken, and I would make my boyfriend turn around and leave. But you can still go now, and it's like 5 minutes from here, but I'm like you guys, I'm just so busy, it's impossible, it seems like lately, to get anywhere and get anything done.
Well, the only way we can seem to get anything done is if we travel like 500 miles every weekend.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it's one of those things. I know and you just made a very good point. It's been very difficult lately because we've all been working so much and stuff like that. But even just to go on a local thing like one night just to try to get everybody together to all do one thing, it's very difficult. But, it takes something like the Mothman to get us out of the state, I guess, for a weekend. And drop hundreds of dollars on hotel rooms and all that fun stuff. But it's, those things are all very fun, too. Is there any other hauntings out there that you've heard about or checked out yourself?
Well, we have the Stone Lion Inn in Guthrie, and Guthrie is a very historical town. They've got the downtown is probably one of the most well-preserved in the state, if not the country. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And this bed and breakfast down there, there's a little girl that supposedly haunts one of the rooms in there. They've got a lot of reports on that. They've had TV shows and stuff out there to try to get evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm broke, and so I can't ever go. It's impossible, especially this time of year, to get a room in that, you know, in that building. It used to be an orphanage before it was a bed and breakfast, and supposedly the lady that was the head of the orphanage, you know, beat the children and things like that. So it's got a lot. I'm sure Guthrie itself probably just has a lot going on. I think they have haunted tours in October because it's just so steeped in history. There's so much that's happened there.
Mm. Well,
so it's pretty neat, and there's one here in my glorious little town, in the Walls Bargain Center, and it's actually a place that sells wholesale carpet.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister just married the owner's son, so I think I'm gonna be able to get in now.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, they have a ghost that has been there. I've heard people talking about him, you know, since I was little, and his name is Charlie, and he just kind of stays in there and, you know, messes with all the people that work there and turns lights on and off and, you know, whispers to people. And so I'm thinking, hopefully, we're going to have dinner tomorrow evening, so I'm going to try to talk the owner into letting me go in.
Oh, a meeting.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into it. That sounds very cool.
It's kind of hard because I'm not with a big group. It's just me and my best friend's dad and, like, two or three other people if they can get away.
You did mention it. You're not really affiliated with any like gang or anything like that. You're not like throwing your signs up or anything like that.
No, I really, you know, I check out Ghoulie a lot because they're, you know, I respect them a lot.
We've had Russell White on from Ghoulie.
Yeah, and that's when I first found out about them because I haven't, you know, I haven't been real serious about this until about the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that archive and then I got on the website and checked them out, and they're in Oklahoma City, which isn't far from me, but I work there every day,
yeah.
So when I don't have to drive up there, I don't go.
You're shell-shocked. You drive up there, you start freaking out. I know Russell, Russell's article on EVP, as far as Russell's concerned, I mean, I read that like very, very early in the morning one day at work,
mm-hmm.
and I was just so psyched about reading this wonderful article on EVP that Russell wrote out. I was on the phone with Doug like that morning going, hey, get up. I got to talk to you. We got to get this guy on the show. And, I mean, we had him on. He was absolutely wonderful. We'll have him back on in the future also. Great organization of people right there.
And they get some awesome EVP. I'm kind of like, I'm one of those people like y'all that don't get very much.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just amazes me to see the stuff that they get. And mm-hmm. they actually have some new stuff up from the place where the paranormal conference is going to be held this year.
Okay.
They went in there a couple of weeks ago and got some really neat stuff. So
we'll have to talk to them about that.
They've done a lot in the past year.
I know they've been doing great work for a very long time, and it was really, Russell's just a wonderful person. Are there any other hauntings you've heard about? We're just dying to get as much information from you as possible.
Well,
see, they don't ask you about yourself. I mean, you take your pick.
Oh, and I... Well, let me talk about Route 66 then. I've been meaning to get out and just drive Route 66 because, I mean, there's books upon books of, you know, the ghosts that haunt Route 66 and all the hotels that are there and all the history about that highway. And that's something else I hope to do soon.
And what has been the report? I mean, I've heard about Route 66 1,000 times also, but in detail. Are there any like particular type of hauntings that you've heard about down there? I mean, you're down there. We're not there.
Yeah, the one main one is the basic hitchhiker on the side of the road. You know, you pick them up and then they disappear.
Okay.
That happens in a couple points along the way, and then there is a hotel on Route 66 that the name escapes me at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, one of the rooms is haunted and. You know, the lights in the bathroom go on and off. They hear the water in the bathroom running, and then, you know, nobody's there. And
mm-hmm.
and so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one place that I have been meaning to go, but I've been kind of avoiding it, the Murrah Building, where we had the Oklahoma City bombing in 95.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I've just been kind of, you know, trying to figure out if it's something that I really thought would be okay to do.
It's going to be a touchy place to go to. I think they're a very touchy place to go to, first of all. Obviously, we know why. If you buy them, just bump into somebody there, you know. Hey, what are you doing? You got this camera hanging around your neck. You got this recorder in your hand. You got your little light thingy on your head or something like that. I mean, you're looking like, you know, you're doing some work, and they might ask you. That might be one of those situations you don't want to be in.
Yeah, and that's why I've kind of avoided it. But I've been up there just to visit the memorial a couple of times, and people take pictures, and you know, they walk around with video cameras.
Yeah.
So I figure, you know, maybe if I'm just
if you're incognito,
quiet about it, that maybe I can get something done, because there have been reports of, you know, people getting EVP there, you know, not intentionally of, you know, of the children especially that were in the daycare.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And so I've avoided it, I think, mostly because, you know, it happened here, and I have a lot of respect for the people that died.
That's a heavy situation. We all know about it.
It is.
It was a heavy thing that happened back then. That'd be a really tough place to check out, but it would still be very interesting. And I think if you don't wear a T-shirt that says "I'm a ghost hunter" on it. I mean, we all own those, right? I wouldn't wear a T-shirt like that advertising what you're doing. I think you might be able to go in there incognito and maybe collect some evidence. Who knows? Now there is one thing we need to do. I need to get the guys to quit stuffing their faces for 1 second. We do need to knight you. That's very important. We do need to knight you right now. So what we'll do, in typical Ghostly Talk field reporter fashion, I would like you to raise your hand.
Okay.
Her hand is risen. I want you to repeat after me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I state your name.
I, Chrissy.
Do hereby agree to worship the altar of Ghostly Talk.
Do hereby agree to worship the altar of Ghostly Talk.
And also not laugh during the knighting speech.
That's and not laugh during the knighting speech.
Wow.
And also sound more enthused during the knighting speech.
Woohoo!
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
E pluribus unum.
E pluribus unum.
I don't know what that means. But
Harry, carry Mary.
Harry, carry Mary.
Amen.
Amen.
Doug, pull the sword.
Shing!
Congratulations, you have been knighted. Now,
uh-huh.
Congratulations, you are now an official GT field reporter. You have all the rights and privileges of a GT field reporter, which is nothing. And you also, you get to come on the show and talk about really cool stuff, and I think it's a very cool thing. Now, there is one thing I do want to ask you, though, and I did say a second ago we weren't going to ask you about yourself, but we are, because, you know, we can do cool stuff like that. More or less, what got you into this kind of stuff? You said you've gotten very serious over the last year. I'm really curious to see, you know, what was the motivation? What inspired you to go out and try to investigate things like this?
Well, actually, as far as just paranormal in general, since I was little, you know, 8, 9 years old, I used to go and check out all the scary books from the library and ghost books and, you know, scare myself and make my mom mad. And but my grandmother passed away in 2000, and since then, it's just been like, because we were really, really close, it's just been kind of a personal thing for me. I just want to know, you know, I have my own beliefs on religion and things like that, mm-hmm. but I just really kind of want to know, I don't know, I don't even know if I want to know one way or the other. I just kind of...
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to finish your sentence for you, but the quest mm-hmm. is always a lot more fun than actually getting the grail. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
That's one big thing right there is that some people, I mean, I've been asked the question also, Christy, by a number of people. It's like, well, why are you ghost hunting?
Yeah.
And it's a very, very, very profound question when you think about it because some people, I mean, it took somebody to really ask me directly to my face, like, you know, what are you trying to do with this for me to really think about it, first of all? And, you know, I can tell them a million reasons. But really, I found that, you know, going to the Mothman Festival this weekend, going to all these cool places we do get to go to when we have time, going to Indiana in 2 weeks, talking to wonderful people as yourself, doing Ghostly Talk are the things I do ghost hunting for. Because that's the things that enrich my life, and those are the things that make me a better person, I think. So I think, you know, when you kind of get stalemated like that in answering that question, that may be where you're going also, which I think is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of people don't realize that, though. I mean, some people are like, well, I'm trying to prove the existence of the afterlife, which, hey, that's what we're trying to do, too.
Yeah.
That's a very... we can all say that right here with full confidence, that's something we'd like to do, ultimately. We can't promise anybody we're going to do that. We can't make any bets on that. We can't. We're not the Amazing Randy. We can't do things like that, correct? So why not?
Well, he's a little different.
He's trying to
just.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's the same thing applies, though. We do get to do all kinds of amazing stuff. We get to do this show and hopefully educate a lot of people and meet great people like yourself, like I said. So that is where I think, you
and
know,
for,
when you're heart to it, that's the way you want to do
and
it.
And for me as well. I mean, this weekend pretty much exemplifies why I ghost hunt. And it wasn't a ghost hunting weekend. It was the Mothman weekend. And I got to talk to how many awesome people and... it was just absolutely insane, and we even did get to go out to the TNT area and explore around in the woods and stuff like that. And it was very, very interesting. And in this particular case, because it would have been awesome if the Mothman would have flown down in front of us and introduced himself,
clawed your eyes out,
and yes, but get away. I would just say, take Elmer. Delicious. but it didn't, the chances of it happening were pretty nil. But there was all of us driving around in the woods for how many hours looking for the place that we were supposed to go to find, you know, these bunker things or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it worth it. That makes the night worth it.
Uh-huh.
And the people, by far, I think. Okay. People are the most important aspect of this weird quest that I'm on.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, I think it's it seems like since I've started this, the people that I go with and I hunt with, I've learned so much more about them as just individual people than I ever thought I would. You know, and I've known some of these people 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it's like, wow. You know, you think that too, or, you know, it's neat. I've gotten a lot closer to a lot of people.
Well, there's a lot more to this than going out to the bar on a Saturday night.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more to this than that. Sometimes you do a lot of traveling, and you get to know people through that stuff, that kind of stuff. That's just one aspect of it also. When you do as much traveling as we seem to be doing all the time, I mean, yeah, we've got to know each other pretty well, and sometimes we want to murder each other, to be quite honest with you. But that's the way it works. That's the way it works. So you do get to know people real well, and I can say with full confidence, as far as a ghost hunter and a host of this show, I my best friends, I work with them on this show. That's just the way it works. So, you know, we'll all have a group hug later, okay, guys?
Oh, okay.
Let's make sure we
good.
Do
it. I think that's a good idea.
Keep up the great work, Christy. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Congratulations on your new family you're a part of now, too.
Yeah.
Yes, because you can, if you hear anything cool, you want to talk about stuff, just give us a ring. We'll schedule you in.
Definitely.
That's why we're
doing it.
Y'all
need to get down here and come camping. We'll go to Sulphur and go camping.
That'd be great.
I'm like all for it. You know, I'm pushing for it because I want to see Bigfoot. Even if I just see a Bigfoot track, or even if I don't, and I'm just there where a Bigfoot might be, I think that would be really cool. So I I'm pushing for it.
We have to see if corporate will clear us for funding again or something like this. They're really mad about this weekend. I mean, we dropped a lot of money on booze and hookers this weekend. So, you know, they're not very happy with us right now. So we'll see if they're going to let us do another trip here pretty soon. Maybe we can get down there to hang out with you, Christy.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool. We're going to let you go, though. We got to go to break. Thanks again for coming on. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye, Christy.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Very, very cool.
Oh, it was awesome meeting her.
Yeah,
it was
really
fantastic.
Cool. Let's take another break because I'm still steaming.
And I hope she calls in with, like, all kinds of Bigfoot stuff. That's my favorite, but that doesn't mean that it has to be.
Somehow
hers,
I see a lot of email coming out of Doug's box and going into her
suddenly
box.
I start emailing again.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, the bandwidth goes up.
So.
We're going to take another quick break. Hang tight. Will's going to click a button here, and we're going to see what kind of noise comes out.